We hear a lot of negative news about labor unions. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Zonderman, professor of history at North Carolina State University, discusses how labor unions came to flourish and whether they should play an important part of our future.
Economic equality and the collapse of the middle class are often in the news, and politicians of every stripe claim they want to help Americans find good jobs and lift themselves out of poverty. Some say we should cut taxes and regulations, others recommend an increase in the minimum wage, or a jobs program rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure. What rarely gets mentioned today is an institution that has fought over more than a century for higher wages and safer working conditions, labor unions. We should reflect on the historical and economic evidence of how unions actually did lift millions of working women and men out of poverty, and how recent attacks on organized labor are linked to growing inequality. The United States had the most sustained growth, widely shared prosperity, and significant decline in inequality from the end of World War II up to the energy crisis of 1973. In those nearly three decades, our nation also had a vibrant labor movement. One-third of all non-agricultural workers belonged to unions. Then, when our nation struggled with stagflation in the 1970s and growing competition from overseas, we decided that unions were a problem and we needed to break the organizations and drive wages down. Today, barely 10% of workers are organized, our economy has seen its worst crisis since the Great Depression, and our levels of inequality are back to the 1920s, if not the Gilded Age of the 1880s. The correlation between a strong labor movement, sustained economic growth, and widely shared prosperity is no mere coincidence. Unions bargain for higher wages so that rising profits do not all go back into the boss's pockets. Given that 70% of our economy is consumer spending, it benefits us all when worker consumers make a living wage.
That was David Zonderman of North Carolina State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.